This is audio clip B for the East Portlemouth to Garra Rock Walk route. Across the estuary and beneath the waterline is one of the wonders of the natural world, seagrass. The seagrass forms a long bed, running from the ferry steps off to the right from here, down to the ruined fort you can see away to the left. Seagrass is the only flowering plant that can live in the sea, and its dense beds form mini jungles which harbour all kinds of creatures, from giant clams to tiny jellyfish, and from chameleon prawns that can change colour to shoals of baby fish hiding from predators. Seagrass is vulnerable to pollution and to being scoured by boat propellers, ripped up by dragging anchors, or trampled underfoot at low tide. So, the AONB is working hard to raise awareness of the need to care for this unique habitat. One very special resident of the seagrass beds here is the long-snouted seahorse, also called the spiny seahorse. It's a fantastical-looking creature which wraps its tail around the seagrass leaves to avoid being swept away. It hasn't got any teeth, but uses its snout to suck up tiny shrimps. But perhaps the most amazing thing about a seahorse is that it's the males that give birth. The ruined fort off to the left across the water was Salcombe Castle. It was renovated by royalists during the English Civil War, who renamed it Fort Charles in honour of their king. With the royalist flag flying there, Salcombe became a base for royalist privateers who would raise and harass Parliament's ships. The Royalists were the losers in the Civil War, but Fort Charles was the last place in Devon to hold out against Parliament's Roundhead troops, and we'll hear more about this a little further along the walk.